This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Donald Trump continues insisting he'll ultimately win a race he's already lost, raising more unfounded claims of electoral fraud. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The president has backing from Congress's top Republican.
Until the Electoral College votes, anyone who's running for office can exhaust concerns.
And the nation's top diplomat.
There will be a smooth transition to a second Trump administration.
But Democrats and even some Republicans are warning the statements from Mitch McConnell, Mike Pompeo, and the president himself are dangerous, blocking an orderly transition of power to Joe Biden, who is largely shrugging it all off.
Nothing's going to stop that.
Calling the GOP opposition inconsequential and President Trump's actions embarrassing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A European Union-British trade pact is unlikely to come together this week, and negotiations might go into the next week, an Irish minister said Wednesday, confirming a Reuters report that the sides were now set to miss their mid-November deadline for a new Brexit deal. Britain left the bloc in January. A status quo transition period expires at the end of the year, and talks on trade rules that would apply from the start of 2021 have yet to yield a breakthrough. Irish Foreign Minister Simon Coveney said, quote, I think it is likely to move into next week. At that point, the timelines start to get very tight. There are only 50 days left this year, end quote. Switzerland is resuming talks with the European Union about open points in a stalled bilateral treaty. It seeks to unblock a draft accord with its biggest trading partner that has lain dormant for 2 years amid Swiss foot dragging. This is VOA News. Security services in Saudi Arabia are following a bomb attack Wednesday. AP correspondent Aya Batraoui reports several countries had representatives at the ceremony held at a cemetery for non-Muslim dead.
It wasn't until hours later that we received a joint statement from five different countries saying that their diplomats had been present at the scene. Saudi officials have finally also come out and commented and acknowledged the attack and said two people were lightly wounded, a Greek consulate employee and a Saudi security man, and they are investigating the incident and there have been no claims of responsibility yet.
That was AP's Aya Batraoui. Bahrain's King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa has named Crown Prince Salman Al Khalifa as the new prime minister, the state news agency reported Wednesday, citing a royal decree. The decree takes effect immediately, it reported. Bahrain's late prime minister, Sheikh Khalifa bin Salman Al Khalifa, died earlier Wednesday. Wednesday, Palestinians mourned their veteran negotiator, Saeb Erekat, amid cautious hope the stalled peace process with Israel may be revived under Joe Biden's presidency. Erekat died Tuesday at a hospital in Jerusalem of coronavirus complications. He was 65. Georgian Prime Minister Georgi Zakaria has recovered from the coronavirus, his press office said Wednesday, after he tested positive for COVID-19 November 2nd. The former Soviet country has been imposing an overnight curfew since Monday in its largest cities. It restricts the movement of pedestrians and vehicles from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. The United States will soon pass 10 million COVID-19 infections as record-breaking numbers of cases continue, the World Health Organization's regional office said Wednesday. The Pan-American Health Organization warned COVID-19 cases are still surging in the Americas, averaging 150,000 a day in the last week. Parts of Canada and some states in Mexico, including the capital, are experiencing spikes, he said. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Italy passed the symbolic 1 million mark Wednesday, while almost 43,000 people have died, according to official data. Italy was the first in Europe to be hit by the outbreak earlier this year. U.S. President Donald Trump took part in a private ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery outside of Washington, D.C., today to honor Veterans Day. The event held in the rain was private due to the coronavirus pandemic. Veterans Day is commemorated each year on November 11th, a tradition that began when World War I ended on that day in 1918 with Germany's surrender. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.